I'm trying to see if it's the whole neighborhood or just us.
Welcome to Inland Empire Baseball, coming to you worldwide at 66ers.com. Now, here's the voice of the Sixers, Steve Wendt.
And a good evening to you, and welcome to San Manuel Stadium. Better late than never, I suppose, if you were tuned in at about 6:25, hoping to hear the San Manuel pregame show. Well, about an hour later, we'll get going. Right as we were getting on the air for this contest, there was a power outage. It was a power outage that took a couple of blocks here in downtown San Bernardino and down for about 50 minutes. So we waited it out, and a great crowd here at the ballpark waited along with us. The young band that's out there to play the anthem has had to wait, and now it looks like we're going to get going in the less than 10 minutes. with a little change of cast, as we were excited for a pitching matchup that was going to be Barrett Kent for the 66ers, but he got all loosened up and then ready to go and then shut down for 45 minutes, and that's not conducive for a starting pitcher. So we will not see Barrett Kent tonight, nor will we see Patrick Copen for the Quakes, as both teams have made a change in the scheduled starting pitcher. Technically, it's not a pitching change, as no one ever took the mound. However, it will be Cam Teller, the lefty, going for the Sixers to start this game. And it looks like number 50 for the Quakes, David Tiburcio. And that is going to be the starting pitchers tonight as the Sixers and the Quakes get ready to go in this one. The Quakes have won two of the first three games in the series, including last night's game. 11-3, they defeated Inland Empire, put up five in the second, four in the fourth, and two more in the fifth, and kind of ran away from that one. And, as I mentioned, took the 2-1 lead in the series. But tonight, the Sixers will hope to bounce back. Now, Cam Teller on the hill is 0-1 with a 5.06 ERA in three outings, five and a third innings, five hits, six strikeouts, two walks. And it'll be Tiburcio, who has appeared in two outings. He's 0-0 with a 12 ERA. Three innings, four hits, four runs, four strikeouts, two walks for the right-hander from New York, New York. City so nice, they named it twice. And Cam Teller will get the start, as I mentioned, for Inland Empire. And just a spot start, you got to imagine it'll just be simply, it'll be, one would imagine, simply a bullpen night for both teams now. And then we'll see how it plays out the rest of the series. And hopefully the power remains on here at the ballpark. It's a great crowd. There's supposed to be fireworks tonight. It's just going to be a little bit delayed. So we'll come back and we'll talk about the starting lineups. Stay with us. You're listening to the San Manuel Pregame Show.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Right here, right now, Toyota.
It's our spring sales event, and Toyota savings are blooming for you. Like finance rates as low as 2.25% for 48 months on most 2024 Tundras. Or up to $1,500 customer cash on Tundra Hybrid. Or make no payments till summer. All with your easy Toyota of Redlands credit approval when you finance through Toyota Financial Services. Check out the spring sales event going on now.
Toyota of Redlands, Toyota of Redlands now.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
66ers finally getting a chance to take the field. There's a couple of youth baseball teams that have been waiting patiently to run out with their favorite players and take the field, which is kind of a tradition in minor league baseball. Kind of a cool experience for the youngsters, and I think probably for the players too. But feel pretty special. So they're taking the field right now. The Sixers in their home whites. It's road grays for the Quakes. And for Inland Empire, mentioned that it'll be Cam Teller on the hill. Let's give you the lineup for the visiting Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Josue DePaula, the right fielder, will lead off. He'll be followed by Zaire Hope, who's hit safely in all 10 games for the Quakes this season. Jake Geloff, the third baseman, will bat third. It's Joe Vetrano, the cleanup man. He's the first baseman. He homered last night. Haral Perez, who had three hits last night, including a couple doubles. He's the second baseman batting fifth. Shortstop Jordan Thompson will bat sixth with Cameron Decker, the left fielder, batting seventh. Carlos Rojas will do the catching, batting eighth. And Juan Alonso is batting ninth. He is the center fielder. Defensively, it'll be Kevin Castillo in left for the Sixers with Joe Redfield in center and Anthony Skull in right. Castillo, Redfield, Skull, left field line to right field line. Caleb Bargaleros at third. It's Capri Ortiz at short with Adrian Plasencia at second. And at first is Christian Garcia. The catcher Juan Flores, and on the hill it'll be Cam Teller. So Teller getting the spot start, and Teller, who last pitched on the 12th against Fresno, won an inning and two-thirds of shutout baseball, and he will get the nod. It's time for the anthem. We'll take a break. Stay with us. You're listening to the San Manuel pregame show. Want to get into the next 66ers game for free? Listen up. Catch a ride on Omnitrans and get a free ticket. Local Omnitrans buses serve the San Bernardino Transit Center, which is right next door to our stadium. And if you ride the bus to the game, you can sit in the Home Run Hill section for free. Just show your bus ticket at the entrance of the ballpark. Check out everywhere you can go on Omnitrans at omnitrans.org.
Did you know you can save three lives with just one blood donation? When you give blood at LifeStream Blood Bank, your donation goes to local patients at your area hospital. The need for blood is constant. Without blood donors, hospitals would not have the products they need for life-saving treatments. Find your nearest LifeStream location by visiting lstream.org or calling 800-TRY-GIVING. Will you save a life today?
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
And we welcome you back to San Manuel Stadium as this ball game close to getting started about an hour after we anticipated it. But that is due to a power outage in this area here in downtown San Bernardino. But lights are back on, and we're going to play some baseball with a change of cast. It'll be a new pitcher, but it will not be the expected pitcher. We won't see Barrett Ken. It'll be Cam Teller making the start. Teller, free agent signee out of Western Kentucky by the Angels last year. And we gave you the lineup and the defensive lineup before the break. Home plate umpire tonight is Mr. Chad Lagana. On the bases is Mr. Drew Buffelli. That is your Cal League umpiring crew. And Josue DePaula will lead off for the Quakes. Josue DePaula, who stands into this one, batting 175 on the season, a homer, seven runs batted in, an open stance. Teller stands tall on the hill, and finally we're going to play some baseball in the first pitch. Misses low and outside at 7:30. We are underway, so a 55-minute delay due to a power outage. Next pitch. That misses high and outside. Currently 66 degrees in San Bernardino. The breeze blowing out towards right at 5 miles per hour. Here's the pitch. And that is in there for a strike on the outside corner. So the count 2-1. The 2-1 offering on the way. And that is hit hard to third. Bartolero stabs it, goes down to a knee, pops up, throws to first, and gets to Paula. Well, it was a hard hit ball. Bartolero sidestepped and was able to stop it. And then he went down to a knee, had to quickly pop up and get rid of that ball quickly. He did so and just got the ball to first in time to nip to Paula. 5-3, the putout. And here is Zaire Hope. Hope comes in batting 310. This season, and takes the pitch outside. Hope with three homers, a dozen runs batted in, and
has hit safely in all 10 of the Quakes games this year. Here's the pitch, and that misses outside. Well, a great crowd here tonight. There's supposed to be fireworks tonight. Obviously, a 55-minute delay isn't ideal, but I'll tell you what, credit to those who got the lights back on. As the next pitch just misses outside. So count 3-0 to Zaire Hope. It is a bummer for the pitchers. As the next pitch is fastball in there for a strike. The starting pitchers for both teams and really for the entire league getting kind of pushed back because of the rain on the weekend. As the next pitch in there for a strike. All the rain that we had on both the both sides of the league, north and south. And so everyone's starting pitchers got kind of pushed back. And now this one will push Barrett Kent back. We'll see for how long. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Zaire Hope. And that is going to miss outside. They'll check and no swing. Kind of a telltale sign when the base umpire is sprinting to the middle of the infield to do the appeal that he thought it was ball four. So a one-out walk. So here's Jake Geloff. And the pitch to him is swung on and missed. Geloff batting 278 with one homer, a dozen runs batted in. Infield, a double play depth with one out. And the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. John Shoemaker coaching at third base for the Quakes. Cordell Hippolito coaching at first. Here's the 0-2. And off speed, changeup, tapped foul by Geloff. The count 0-2 to Jake Geloff. Well, if you're just joining us, maybe expecting this game to be in about the third or fourth inning, well, we're in the top of the first with one out. A 55-minute power outage delay. Next pitch, changeup misses low and outside. So Cam Teller getting the spot start. Barrett Kent got, the Sixers were ready to take the field. That's how close to game time this was. So he'd already gotten warmed up. Here's the 1-2, and that just misses high. But unfortunately, with such a long delay, both teams had their starting pitchers warm, and neither will get to pitch tonight. Here's the 2-2. That's hit solidly through the left side. A base hit. So Geloff worked the count from 0-2 to 2-2. The 1-2 pitch was very close, but called a ball, and then Geloff turns around and smacks a single through the left side. And the batter will be Joe Vetrano. So Vetrano, batting 194, a home run, came yesterday. Six runs batted in, takes the pitch outside. The runner at second, Zaire Hope. At first is Jake Geloff. As that pitch misses outside. Another close pitch just off the plate. 2-0 the count. Hitter's count for Vetrano. See if Teller throws him a changeup here. Lefty on lefty, though. He does, but it misses high. So the count 3-0. Well, you got to be mentally tough if you're Cam Teller and David Tiburcio for the Quakes. Just all of a sudden, hey, you're in the ballgame. You're starting. Here's the 3-0. And that's a four-pitch walk. So after the ground out, walk, single walk has loaded the bases. And that will bring up Raul Perez, who's averages up to 343, a home run. That came in this series. Five runs batted in. Yesterday, Perez had two doubles, a single, a walk, stole a base. He's having a terrific series. He had a terrific series yesterday, basically. Here's the pitch from Teller, and that misses inside. So Teller at 21 pitches, 8 strikes. Like I said, it's tough. All of a sudden, hey, you're starting. Here's the 1-0. Hit hard and fouled on the left field line. So the count, 1-1. Raul Perez has played an excellent series, or he has certainly hit the ball well today in the 5 spot. Here's the 1-1. That is going to be a called strike despite Flores bobbling the ball. So good fortune for the Sixers there. Close pitch that wasn't caught, but still gets the call. The count, 1-2. On top of the plate is Perez. I mean, he's on top of it. As a fastball misses high and outside. Teller getting his signs. The count's 2-2. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball slowly hit to the left side. Bartolero kicks it. Everyone's going to be safe. Well, it wasn't hit hard enough to be a double play. A run was going to come in, and I think Bartolero was going through, where do I throw this, where do I throw this? And he made an error. Last night in the second inning, a throwing error by Bartolero led to 4 unearned runs. Well, this is a fielding error. It will be an RBI for Perez, so give him the run batted in. But he reaches on the E5 as scoring is hope. Geloff goes to third. And the batter, Jordan Thompson. So Thompson in 2 games, 2-for-8. Swings and foul tips that one into the glove of Juan Flores. No balls and a strike with 1 out. 1-0 in favor of the Quakes. The Quakes have a run. As the next pitch misses inside. Here's the pitch on the way. Fouled back. Right back towards the press box. Teller ahead in the count 1-2 to Jordan Thompson. And that misses outside. Bags full, 1 out, top of the first. Next pitch, misses outside. So a full count, nowhere to put him. Sixers bullpen was empty a moment ago. Everyone was in the dugout. Now it's full. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball got him. Down on strikes goes Thompson. And that will be the second out of the inning. If Teller can get out of this with just 1 run scoring, that would be huge. It'll be Cameron Decker coming to the plate, a right-handed hitter, Decker. Batting 158 this season. Here's the pitch. And that's a called strike. First pitch changeup. Got the outer corner. Owen won the count. Next pitch, fouled back off the window of my counterpart, Mike Linscog's booth, the voice of the Quake. No balls, 2 strikes. Here's the next pitch, and that is a little high. Just missed with a fastball upstairs. Close. A ball and two strikes. Next offering, breaking ball, misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. Next pitch, misses high, so another full count. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff pitch misses inside. It's a base on balls, and it's 2-0. RBI walk for Decker. So 2-0 in favor of the Quakes. And the pitch is in there for a strike to Carlos Rojas. Activity in the Sixers' pen beginning as the pitch misses outside. Tuller is closing in on 40 pitches. Here's the 1-1. Fouled out of play by Rojas, who's off to a hot start, platooning behind the plate, but in the four games he's played, he's batting .353. No homers, three runs batted in. Christian Young, a right-hander, loosening. Here's the 1-2. Fouled out of play again. We had a 55-minute power outage of a delay, and now it's 15-minute top of the first. As this ball's lifted into right field, Anthony Skull is there, and he'll put it away. And the side is retired, but eight men come to the plate. Just two to score, one earned run, one unearned. It was two runs on one hit, one error, and three men left aboard. We played a half inning. Two for the Quakes. Here comes the Sixers. Stay with us. You're listening to 66ers Baseball.
Two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Right here, right now, Toyota Redlands.
It's our spring sales event, and Toyota savings are blooming for you. Like finance rates as low as 2.25% for 48 months on most 2024 Tundras. Or up to $1,500 customer cash on Tundra Hybrid. Or make no payments till summer. All with your easy Toyota of Redlands credit approval when you finance through Toyota Financial Services. Check out the spring sales event going on now.
Toyota of Redlands now.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
David Tiburcio will be the man on the mound for the Quakes in the lineup he'll face for the 66ers tonight, managed by Brian Rupp. It is Capri Ortiz, the shortstop, leading off with Caleb Bartolero, the third baseman at second, or pardon me, batting second. The right fielder, Anthony Skull, will bat third as the first pitch from Tiburcio misses to Ortiz. Christian Garcia, the first baseman, he will bat cleanup with Kevin Castillo, the left fielder, batting fifth, and Juan Flores, the catcher, batting sixth. As the next pitch is a strike to Ortiz, comes in batting 176, no homers, two runs batted in. Adrian Plasencia, the second baseman, is in the seventh spot with center fielder Joe Redfield batting eighth, and Randy DeJesus is the DH batting ninth. As the count now 2-1 to Capri Ortiz, switch hitter batting the left-handed, will set the defense for the Quakes momentarily. 2-0, Quakes out in front as the next pitch misses inside. In left field, it is Cameron Decker, Juan Alonso in center, Josue DePaula in right for the Quakes. So Decker, Alonso, DePaula, left field line to right field line. As the 3-1 pitch, low and outside, it's a leadoff walk. On the infield, Jake Geloff's at third, Jordan Thompson's at short with Raul Perez at second, Joe Vetrano's at first, and Carlos Rojas is the catcher. On the hill is David Tiburcio. Tiburcio did pitch last season with the Quakes in 10 outings. As Caleb Bartoletto, batting 188, stands in and takes a low strike. 0-1 the count. Right-handed hitter. Big hole on the right side. Ortiz a threat to steal. Infield double play depth. And here's a high chopper hit up the third base line. Geloff will backhand it, but it's in foul ground. So that is a strike. Well, Geloff decided to play it as if it were a fair ball. Didn't want to assume. But the count 0-2 to Bartolero on deck is Anthony Scull. Ortiz, 3 out of 5 in steals. Not going. And the fastball misses low outside as well. Scull on deck has a 7-game hit streak. And out goes the catcher, Carlos Rojas, to talk things over with Tiburcio. Sixers gave up 2 runs in the top of the first. It could have been much worse. There was an error in there. The bases were left loaded, though, by the Quakes. Here's the 1-2 with Ortiz going. It is taken for a ball. The throw down is not in time, but Ortiz overslid the base, then had to lunge back with his left hand and just snuck it in ahead of the tag of Perez, the second baseman. Stolen base is number 4 for Capri Ortiz. He went in hard, head first, overslid that bag, and then had to scramble back. Two and two the count to Bartolero. And the pitch down in the dirt kicks away, but keeping it in front of him is Rojas. So I think wisely Capri Ortiz elected to stay at second. Three balls, 2 strikes. The pitch is bounced towards third. Big hop for Geloff, who charges in. His throw is off the bag, and safe at first will be Bartolero. Vetrano is trying to sell that he stayed on the bag. It did not really look like he did, and here comes John Shoemaker. We'll see. We saw a replay. That one not as clear, but John Shoemaker saying to please for the base umpire to ask his partner, but I would hope they won't. Yeah, I mean, the umpire was demonstrative about it. So it'll be an E5 throwing error. Vetrano tried to come across the bag. We've seen him do it a couple times in this series, and he's very adept at it with his footwork, but that one I think he did pop off the bag a little too quick. So here's Anthony Scull, and he swings through a first pitch fastball at 95 miles per hour from Tiburcio. No balls and 1 strike. Here's the pitch, and Skoll fouls this one back. Skoll batting 343 with a home run.
Yeah, we complete the nine tomorrow.
Complete nine, and then seven.
Yeah.
All right.
So we complete the game to nine innings tomorrow at 4:30, and then we will have a seven inning game after that.
I was asking you to hold on, and then people were asking me questions. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hang up on you.
Oh no! I was trying to listen to what they were saying on the walkie-talkie, and then people were asking me questions, and I'm like, I don't know. So sorry, I didn't mean to. So. Okay. All right, man. I will try to get out of here as soon as I can, okay? Oh, yeah, this sucks, but what? Nothing you can do.
I appreciate it. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, I love you. This sucks so bad. I feel so bad for these fans.
Thank you.
I was going to ask you, do you want me to just run a cable into your equipment?